Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The only thing that we got ripped off on by that visit from the Orange Bowl, Obi, was, you know, he visited every other show. Obi was here all day, and we didn't get Obi. Other than that, we just shoved some taquiza tacos in our mouth. I give you, go ahead, take all the time you want, man, because that thing was so good.
It was delicious.
I could not stop eating it. And we only had like the 5 minutes, and then, you know, Crowder's taking pictures with people and whatever, and so he just got into his taco like 30 seconds before we went on the air.
It's down, though. You talking about the big plush orange?
Yep, Obi.
He went and saw everybody else?
He was here. I saw tweets from Julie Guy on Light FM, and I saw a tweet from Beast. Like, Obi was walking around all day, and then, you know, we get shortchanged, no Obi. But we did all right because we had the taquiza.
Oh, my goodness.
So we did all right. That was so good, man. And people are texting in, come on, I'm hungry. What are you guys doing? Ooh. Somebody else texted, Hawk, I have lost all respect for you, medium well. Mm. Yeah, I like a steak medium well. Now, sometimes if I'm with a group of people and it's a very fancy steakhouse, I'll order it medium because I don't want to get the looks, but medium well, that's the way I prefer the...
Even a good cut?
I do. I like it medium well. It's just the way that I...
You don't like that little blood come out when
I
you
don't.
Make that first
I really
cut?
Don't.
Oh, and then you could dip the meat back in the blood in the plate? Goodness.
But give me a little gorgonzola drizzle, baby.
Look at you.
Take all the gorgonzola drizzle, papa.
The food experts in here, you want to use the big cheese words.
Joe Shad covers the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. I've been really interested with what he's been writing about the Dolphins and the Minka Fitzpatrick trade. But first, let's find out how he eats his steak. Joe, how do you order your steak at a nice steakhouse?
When I was a kid, I used to order medium well, and then I left childhood. And
I think he's taking a shot at
like
me.
A normal person.
I think he's taking a
medium.
Shot at me.
My man, Joe.
I can't. I'm not always.
You eat medium well? Oh, I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, I'm not certain. Is he taking a shot at me? Is he saying I have the palate of a 9-year-old?
Yes. That's what he's saying, and I agree 100% with him.
And I like ketchup on it, Joe.
I try to convince my 6-year-old daughter to put ketchup on her scrambled eggs, and she refuses to do it because her mother doesn't do it.
No, well, that's usually what happens with the kids.
They women side. Are smarter than us.
They side with one parent. So here's give everybody a little background. First of all, on the Minka Fitzpatrick trade, and you can read Joe Shad's work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com. Follow him on Twitter. The Minka Fitzpatrick trade. This wasn't news to them, right? After game one, that he wanted to move on.
No, it's certainly something that had been lingering for a while, and the Dolphins, you know, did their due diligence in trying to convince Minka that things would get better. Obviously, he did not like the way he was being utilized, felt like he was being asked to do too many different things, and that he should be at a certain weight if he was going to do a certain position. So, you know, they brought in the owner, they brought in the GM, they brought in the coach. I mean, I guess at a certain point, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you got to let the guy go. So I think they got decent value for him, but it is strange that a guy who, you know, was praised as the ultimate team player, Nick Saban's son, versatile, all this kind of stuff, gets frustrated. It's like, it's one thing for TJ McDonald and Kiko Alonso to want out, but then like this 22, 23-year-old second year player, it is strange.
Oh, yeah, Joe, I was just going to ask you that. With Kiko and with the rebuild, with Kiko, I understand. With T.J. McDonald, I understand. And I feel as if Rashad Jones and maybe Kenyon Drake could be up as well. But with the Minka Fitzpatrick and the Laremy Tunsils, do you believe those were mistakes? Because I do.
You know, the thing about Tunsil is that he plays left tackle, and that's such a premium position, and it's so difficult. You know, you look at the Texans, like they invested a first-rounder on a tackle, and, you know, they said, well, this guy – you know, is not ready to do it. And so, you know, they go out and trade the two first rounders and the second rounder. So it's a position that you're eventually going to have to pay for one way or another. So, you know, the Dolphins will say that it has nothing to do with Tunsil, that it was purely the fact that they were blown out of the water by Houston's offer. But there's a part of me that thinks, my gosh, if they really felt that Laremy Tunsil was a future Hall of Famer, they wouldn't make this trade.
Yeah, although, man, it's so tempting. When your strategy obviously is let's build through the draft and free agency and someone's dangling two number ones, that'll make you change your opinion, I guess. Are you down with what they're doing, Joe?
It's really hard. I mean, there's a lot of blood, you know. There's blood in the stands. The fans are, you know, are wounded. There's blood in the locker room today. The players are wounded. Today was the worst morale I have ever seen in a locker room. So I've been covering college and pro football for 20 years. Today's the worst that I saw it. I mean, I saw guys just completely demoralized, and they couldn't even fake it, even though they were surrounded by reporters. So, you know, there's a lot of unintended consequences. There's a lot of shrapnel, and there's a lot of guys who realize that 2 weeks into the season is over, and that is really, really difficult. But yeah, I think it'll probably work.
And talking about the rebuild, Joe, do you trust? Because this is one of the things with we get a lot on the text line where, oh, we have 25 draft picks the next 2 years. Who's going to make the draft? Do you trust this regime to capitalize on? You know, it's easy to tear the house down. It's difficult to build the house up. Do you trust this regime to do it?
I think that they have as good a chance as the average, NFL executive staff. So, you know, they certainly haven't proven that they are, extraordinarily shrewd in any way. But what you do is you buy all those lottery tickets, and NFL averages suggest that for every Taco Charlton and Charles Harris, you'll have a TJ, what's that guy's name? To whatever the Watt brother is. The one, you know what I mean? Like, the, like 50% you're going to hit on. So in the first three rounds. So if you say, all right, 7 in 2020 and whatever it is, 5 in 2020, 12 in the first three rounds. So you're going to have six way above average players out of your 22. And then you're going to be able to complement them with some free agents. So, you know, you can't expect them to hit on 80%. It's not going to happen. Very few, if any, do that. But yeah, I do expect that, you know. And look, Tua is going to be good, and they're almost definitely going to get Tua. And that's really what the whole thing is designed around.
Joe Shad, he covers the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. What about the quarterback situation right now? Forget about Tua. Did Brian Flores reiterate today that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the starter Sunday?
He is, and Ryan Fitzpatrick had a news conference today, a press conference. You know, there wasn't much news in it.
a newsless news conference.
Yeah, you know, I kind of asked him about, you know, like, once again, like, you know, how do you handle all that's going on around you? Like, your teammates keep dropping passes. Do you, like, ignore it, or do you talk to them about it? And Fitzpatrick talked about how, and this, I'll write about this in tomorrow's Palm Beach Post. He said, you know, there's a lot of elephants in our room, and I think it's important that we don't ignore them. And so I thought that was really interesting, because so many coaches are like, next man up. But then it's like, well, but Tunsil is gone. Next man up. Well, wait a second. Who's Minka is gone. It's kind of like you run out of men, right? It's like one player said to me, like, I'm just going to be curious to see who the hell is left at the end of the year. Like, one player said that to me today.
What was, like, when you said earlier, you said that morale in the locker room was the worst that you've ever seen in a football locker room. Like, in what way? Just body language, very little? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it can't be loud and joyous locker room when you've been outscored 102-10 in your first two games.
True. But, you know, I just saw a complete and total lack of hope. No hope. No hope that they have a chance to win this week. No chance that they have a win. No hope that they have a chance to win more than four games. I mean, you know, they see it. They see, you know, the Joe Shads of the world writing stories about the top free agents in the 2020 draft. And it's like September 18th. I mean, this is a surreal, bizarre, uncommon, unfamiliar territory. You know, not a lot of jokes in that locker room, but I think, you know, when you lose hope, it's one thing to be, you know, fueled by adversity. But at a certain point, you're broken by adversity. And I think this locker room is mostly broken. And it's 3 weeks in.
And, Joe, I've talked to you about it before. The tape don't lie. Follow Joe Shad. It's Shad Joe on Twitter. But the tape don't lie. You do a breakdown of the film. But I loved one of the topics you had was what went right, what went wrong with the Miami Dolphins' loss to the Patriots. I'm interested. What went right? It was a butt kicking from day one from the first kickoff.
You're right, man. There's very little to be positive about. There is this dude named Vince Beagle. He's number 47. He kind of goes with the sleeveless shirt, just like Kiko Alonso did. He had like 14 snaps and four pressures at the linebacker position. He's a guy that we got in the Kiko Alonso deal, and you know, he had a ton of sacks at Wisconsin. Was a fourth rounder by the Packers at one point. You know, those are the kinds of players the Dolphins are hoping to find, like a guy who can play one of those specialized roles, you know, and certainly seems like his role is, you know, edge rusher who can occasionally drop back into coverage and also be a good special teamer. So I wrote a story today about how he was a cranberry farmer when he was a kid. It's kind of crazy. Jesse Davis, when the Dolphins found him, and he's a good player, he should be a right guard, not left tackle. He was fixing farm equipment. So it's like, you know, those are cool stories. The Dolphins just need like 10 more guys like that.
to keep your interest and give you something to write about all season long.
10 more.
Do you see, like, the line right now is 21.5 for Sunday. So it's the Cowboys 21.5 point favorites over the Dolphins. Do you see a way that the Dolphins are going to cover that line?
You know, I don't bet. I never have, just because I know I would lose. just in general, even when I like had inside information, I would like never trust it.
Losing doesn't stop me.
Football is so hard to bet.
Keep going.
Football is so hard to bet.
But I mean, this one and the Patriots,
I mean,
Jets. I mean,
be around that number. You know, that's reasonable. I don't think the Dolphins. I wouldn't bet it. It's such a big number, but I said today that I see a broken locker room. I mean, how do you bet on that? So I'd avoid it.
Do you blame that on Brian Flores, the broken locker room, or is that just the situation? It doesn't matter who would be the head coach in this situation. There's no way that a locker room's not going to feel broken after the start to the season and the personnel changes.
Yeah, there's no coach. I don't care if it's Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll with all his exuberance and enthusiasm. You know, one player was saying to me today, like, we got our A's kicked in. You know, it's humiliating. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And I was just listening to this guy, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to talk to this guy for 14 more weeks.
And he's thinking about himself. He's like, oh, my God, I've got to say this for the next 14 weeks to this guy with the notepad.
There's going
to
be some long showers going on during media availability coming up here soon, Joe. I remember that 1-15 season.
We all feel bad. It's like they don't want to talk to us. We really don't know what to ask them. It's bad.
Yeah. Well, I think obviously it's part of the plan. And I am a believer that this could be fixed in one season, right? The number of draft picks, I know you said it's going to be tough to hit on the percentage just based on percentage of how many draft picks fail. But don't you think with the number of draft picks and the amount of cap space, this could be a dramatically better team? I mean, it will almost have to be dramatically better. But they could be a competitive team next season.
Competitive, yeah. But, you know, there have been teams like the Philadelphia Eagles 1 year threw a bunch of money all in one class. They talked about, oh, we have the dream team, and then they flopped. Like, I wrote a column today that's on the Palm Beach Post website about, you know, look, Chris Greer, the GM, said that they want to be aggressive, and I think he said that because they want to give some shred of hope to the fans, many of whom are probably mad about what they paid for their season tickets, and then also to the players that they believe are part of their future core. Like, help is on the way. We're not going to just sit on our money. You know, we're not the Marlins. We're not going to, you know, keep payroll down just to keep payroll down, you know, because obviously the owner has money and he's willing to spend it. But my column was about how they need to draw lines on players in the 2020 free agency class and then not go past them. Like, if a guy doesn't want to be here, let him go somewhere else. Because when you overextend and pay too much for average players, that's how you end up back where you were previously.
Joe Shad, read his work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com. Do not order a steak medium well around him, or he will slap your knuckles with a ruler. Thank you, Joe.
I mean, you might as well order, like, chicken tenders.
Oh, I love chicken tenders.
Oh,
I mean,
look at him.
You're speaking my language. Anyway, listen, there's plenty of people who order fried chicken at Joe Stone Crab.
Really?
Yeah, they happen to have great fried chicken.
He's ridiculous.
That is so odd.
I'm not ridiculous. That's the truth.
And he has mandarin oranges and applesauce as sides.
I love cottage cheese. Do you like cottage cheese?
No.
You don't like cottage cheese?
Wow.
No, that is a weird substance.
What?
It's chunky milk.
What are you talking about? It's a delicious cheese-like substance. All right, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post. You did me there. What? You don't like cottage cheese?
Really?
Really?
You are something else.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.